Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. The text for the sermon is the gospel lesson in both of its parts. Luke 17:11-19. Then one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back, praising God with a loud voice. And the theme runs through the Bible, over and over again surfacing, that God invites us to use his name and to have his name on our lips and in our minds, to call on him when we are in need and thank him when we receive his blessings. And there's a reason for that. If you had all eternity with nothing else to do, could you ever thank and praise God enough for life and soul and all your blessings? And God considers his name hallowed and honored when we name it and when we call upon it in adversity and need. But there has to be an experience of the grace of God and of his answering our prayers, of his hearing us in our time of need. And there is a reason, and there is a point to this. Psalm 50:15, God says, "Call upon me in the day of trouble. I will rescue you, and you will praise me." You know how often in the history of the world, Christian men and women have thanked and praised God in the middle of being hungry, poor, in danger of their lives. And this was the condition over and over again in the history of our own nation. The experience sharpens the awareness of so many of the blessings we take for granted. It pushes us back into an awareness of our relationship with God as the first and most important blessing in our lives. So we set aside Thanksgiving Day. And on Thanksgiving Day, we proclaim thanks and praise to God for the blessings. We will gather around the dinner table and bow our heads. And, well, frankly, if in my family we choose to let one of the grandsons, who always wants to say the prayer, he will say it so fast that he hopes the rest of us can't follow. Come, Lord Jesus, be our guest, and let's exist to us to build us. But when we say grace, something so simple as that, we are claiming something. And I taught this to the Vacation Bible School and to the youth group some time back. This is not just fill in the blank. This is fill in the blank from the hand of God. At one point it was pizza. This is not just pizza. This is pizza from the hand of God. So tomorrow, this will not be just turkey. This is turkey from the hand of God. This is not just cranberries. Does anybody here not like cranberries? This is cranberries from the hand of God. This is not just Brussels sprouts. This is Brussels sprouts from the hand of God. This is not just sweet potatoes. This is sweet potatoes from the hand of God. And now you know what I like. Those things. They are from the hand of God. And what we are saying is, this is not just that we were fortunate enough to be born into a land where the soil is rich and there's adequate rain and crops grow and farmers harvest and then we have food on our table. That's not it at all. What did Moses say to the people? Beware, lest you say to yourself, my hand has done this. Remember, it is the Lord your God who gives you the ability to do these things. So even if you have harvested and ground the grain and milled the flour and put it together into the bread, even if you went out and you milked the cow or gathered the eggs from the chickens, remember who gave you that ability. Remember who created the whole thing. And this is from God to you. And a gift from God to you, because God has said that he loves you. And he cares about you. And he chooses to give you these blessings day after day after day. That's what we're saying to the world. And what we're saying to the world is, oh, the whole rest of the world might get lucky enough to find a piece of bread. Or get lucky enough to have a rich bounty on their table. And they can consider that luckiness. But for us as Christians, we claim, it is our confession of faith, that this is by our relationship with God who created all things that these blessings are given to us. And that's very different. So, we wander into the gospel lesson. 10 lepers find themselves in a time of need. And in that time of need, they're calling on God, and God answers the prayer, and they're cleansed and healed and rescued from leprosy, no less. And 10 lepers on the way to the priests, they find as they are going along the road that they are healed. Blessings, blessings to enjoy, to celebrate, to return to their families and their communities and their friends, and have their friends not turn away and discreetly avoid them. And all the years to come, restored to their lives and celebrate. And then one of them turns back. Which I suspect looked very odd to the other 9. Don't you want the blessings as soon as possible? Don't you want the priest saying you're clean? Don't you want to see the faces of your friends and family welcoming you? Don't you want the hugs that have been held back from you? Maybe even your wife kissing you once again. Don't you want that? But there's something more important going on. And what the one leper did was to find himself in a time of need, and in that time of need, to be calling on God and God answering his prayer, and he was cleansed and healed and rescued, and he finds something more than the healing. Finds something more important than the blessing, and it is the relationship with the one who is the giver of all blessings, and so he turns back. He turns back to where God met him. He turns back to where God called to him after he'd been calling out to God and not knowing whether he would be heard, where God met him and answered. He turns back to where God met him in Jesus. And what is important today and tomorrow, it's not the good food. It's not the other blessings. It is that those blessings, they come from God. Like we said earlier this year, this is not just pizza. This is pizza from the hand of God. What is important is not the lifting of the trouble or the burden or the cross that we bear, but that through those afflictions we are called and drawn into a relationship of prayer that God has chosen to draw close to us and to draw us close to himself. And this is not just rescue or blessing. This is rescue or blessing from the hand of God. And in believing and confessing that, what we are doing is we are setting little creeds in front of the whole world. All of those prayers that we have as Christians, those are tiny little creeds put out there in front of the whole world for all the world to see, saying to the whole world, this is what it means to be in a relationship with God and to be in a relationship with God through Jesus Christ. And it's different. It might look completely the same for those out in the world, but at the heart of it, it's different. And Christians, in fact, may go through more difficult times or maybe are not as rich as others. But it is different because at the heart of everything, there's the blessing that comes from the relationship with God in Jesus Christ. And that relationship is only there in Jesus Christ. That's why the one turned back to go to Jesus, because only in Jesus do we have the mercy and grace of God. Only in those hands that in about a month we will be celebrating the birth of Jesus on Christmas, and we'll be talking about those hands once again. Only in those hands stretched out on the cross do we receive the blessings from God, because only in Jesus do we have the sin and the separation taken out of the way. The one leper learned it. He learned it very quickly and early on. And so he returned. The other nine? Well, let's see. They were on the way to the priests, and if they paid attention as the day went on to what was going to happen to them when they got to the priests, they would learn the same lesson. As they would go through the sacrifice of the two birds. You know about the two birds. For the one to be declared cleansed of leprosy, there were to be two birds brought, and one of the birds is slain and its blood gathered in an earthenware vessel. And the other bird is to be dipped into the blood of the bird that was slain and allowed to fly free. And if that isn't obvious enough already, who then is symbolized by the bird that is slain? That's the easy one, Jesus. Who is symbolized by the bird that is dipped into the blood of the bird that is slain, and now it is free to live and to fly free? That would be me. Each one of you could say that. That would be me. It's only in Jesus does the relationship come where the relationship is personal blessings from God for your life. And it's not by chance and it's not luck. And only in Jesus do you receive that companionship through the trials and hardships of this life. And oh, there are a lot of those. But to have this life that we walk through with Jesus, that is completely different. And so we come around to Thanksgiving Day. And as Christians, it's a call to us to hear the call from God and to remember He is the one who blesses. He is the one who sustains. He is the one who strengthens us. He is the one who lifts the burdens and removes the sin and walks with us all through life. He is the one who said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, and said, Behold, I am with you always to the very end of the age. In Jesus' name, amen.